last 2 weeks we discussed this halacha that just like there's a mitzvah on Shabbos Aveda to return someone's property that he lost, there's a mitzvah to protect someone's property from damage, to, if he has his lights on, to tell him to turn off, tell him his lights are on, to turn off his lights, stop water from flooding his field, prevent a robbery like we saw last week, even if it might be unpleasant for the robber. When you prevent that theft, that's a mitzvah of Hashem to prevent someone from suffering a loss. It applies, we didn't speak about it, but it applies not only to his property, but also to the person himself. If someone is sick and you have the ability to cure him, we saw briefly that there's a mitzvah Hashem to help cure him. His animal, we said not. If there was another doctor there, another vet there. So tonight's case, it's really three cases, the same type of cases. Mishpatach Yaakov, the new one, has his case that he has two cases. That there was a snake, a poisonous snake, in a courtyard where there were a lot of houses. And one of the people that lived there, didn't have to be lived there, but someone called up pest control to get rid of the snake. And then he wanted all the people in that courtyard to chip in and pay for removing the snake because they had a benefit. He had a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda to save them, but now he wants to get compensated for it. In a similar case, he has a fire broke out, and Levi's apartment. And Yehuda called up the fire department, and in the meantime, the neighbors were able to get fire extinguishers and put out the fire. So by the time the fire department came, the fire was out. And when that happens in Eretz Yisrael, they charge, I don't know about here, they charge the person who called for the false alarm. Here they have it by burglar alarms. That's the case I sent out. If your alarm goes off and the police come for nothing, so you have to pay a fine.
I would challenge the status of this as a false alarm. I mean, when the call was made, there was a fire.
Okay, so maybe they charge even if when it's not a false alarm. But that was the case that
they arrived, the fire
was out. The fire was out, and they charged. And now the owner of the apartment, Levy, got this bill. He said, "Look, I didn't call you." So they said, "You have to pay." So he went to Yehuda, and he wants compensation from Yehuda for calling the police, the fire department, when he didn't need it. Then there's this other case in Mishpatei Shora. He talks about a case where someone had a lawyer, had a client waiting in his office, and all of a sudden the client started jumping around like he was in tremendous pain, and they called the ambulance, and the ambulance took him to the hospital. And when he got to the hospital, they found out that this is a normal thing for him, he's an epileptic, and he was just having an attack, and there wasn't any need for an ambulance, and they charged him for picking him up. And he wants to charge the lawyer, if it's the wrong one to try to get a claim from, he wants to charge the lawyer to pay for the for this either false alarm, or maybe they always have to pay for the ambulance. So we have these cases when, I mean, what's the common denominator? The cases are when you exercise your mitzvah Hashavas Aveda to help someone, but there's a charge attached to it. Do you have the right to claim that charge from the person that you helped or intended to help? In the case of the snake, the people that now are safe from being attacked from the poisonous snake, in the case of the fire, to the person that the cost associated with putting out the fire or not putting out the fire, and by the case of the lawyer, the expense associated with calling the ambulance. You have the right, you had the mitzvah to do it, to help save the person's life that you thought you had to save, to help put out the fire, to get rid of the snake. But now do you have the right to claim compensation for what you did? That's because if you recall a Mishnah, we said a while back, there was a Mishnah says that if Hayabatal Misela Mishnah Ba Messiya Laman of the Days, Hayabatal Misela, if someone was not able to work while he was returning in Aveda, and he lost a seller's worth of wages, La Yoma, though, he can't tell the owner of the object, Tenli Sela, give me a Sela, Elenosan the Sfar Kapoel, he has to, and he only can receive the wages of a Kol Batel, the Gemara explains that how much would he give? In order, he doesn't have to full sell because he was, you know, he gets a seller when he works here. He didn't have to work, so people don't mind getting a reduction in wages, not to have to work. So how much he would get to, how much he would agree to get paid, not to have to work that hour instead of returning the aveda. I mean, that was the mission. And we said the case of, remember, if you have to put an ad in a newspaper to advertise the aveda, so then you have the right to get compensation because that's what it took to return the aveda. You had to put it in the newspaper, and the newspaper costs money, so you have to advertise it, and you have the right to get compensation for that. We said, remember, that if it's, you know, a little $5 item, don't spend a $25 ad, but if it's a $500 item, so then you should spend a $5 ad for it. Right? You have to use your common sense. But there is a normal mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. When you fulfill the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, you have the right to compensation and reimbursement at the levels that
you are. You are a grain surgeon, and your time is worth $500 a quarter hour.
Right.
And so you can charge $500 per quarter
hour. Unless that aveda is not worth that much, then we said, then just don't, you know, you're not going to get compensated then, so then don't pick up the aveda. Right? Your loss comes before the aveda is lost. But in a normal circumstance where it's going to cost a little bit of money, the person has to compensate you. So you would say the same thing should apply. If you prevent a loss, if you prevent someone a loss from damage, you should be able to claim compensation, reimbursement for whatever expenses you incurred. Okay, so that's the question over here. So it seems like open shut case that by Hashavah Sadeh, you have the right to claim compensation. The problem is there's a whole sugya in Bava Kama that seems not like this. The sugya is called Mavri Achari. We'll see, and the Gemara is going to say, we'll read the Gemara inside, but the Gemara says that if a lion's coming to attack someone's property, and I chase away that lion, I did this mitzvah of chasing away the lion, then I can't claim compensation. I can't get paid. We say, look, you just chase away the lion. I didn't tell you to chase away the lion. Right? It seems going against everything we just said. Well, let's see the Gemara, and we'll have to reconcile the two halachas. The Mishnah says like this in Bava Kama, Nun Heyam Adeis. Naflu Lagina, someone's animal, fell into a garden, Minehanis, and it had benefit from the produce there. Mishalemes Mashanenis, the owner has to pay the benefit that his animal received from that produce. So what type of benefit did the animal receive there? Amar Rav said, Binechbetot. The Gemara is talking where it's not that the animal ate the produce, but the animal fell off a roof and it landed on this soft corn over here, and that way it didn't get injured, it didn't get hurt, it was able to land on a cushion. So that's worth something to a person to have his animal not have that pain. So whatever benefit that's worth, if you would pay $20 to have someone put a trampoline if your animal's falling off of a roof, so you have to pay the owner $20. So the Gemara wants to know why Rav said such a funny case where it's falling off the roof and the animal and an animal was cushioned by the produce. Why don't we just say a simpler case? The animal went in and ate the produce. The animal went into the garden and ate the produce, and he has to pay. You know, we're talking, it fell off the roof, but it ate the produce after it fell. Why don't we say that's the case, that it's you're paying for what it ate? Why talk about a cushion from the produce? So the Gemara says, Lomi boy kama. Rav was saying a Lomi boy. Lomi boy yachla. It goes without saying that if the animal ate the produce, the mishal lemes mashenenes, then for sure the owner has to pay that benefit. Whatever he would fed his animal, he doesn't have to pay, you know, grade A corn, but whatever benefit he got, then he doesn't have to feed his animal. Now, that's what he has to pay the owner of the wheat. But if the animal just got cushioned from the impact from that produce, I would say, in that case, all the owner of the garden is doing is he's chasing away a lion. He's Mavriya Chariz, chasing away a lion from that person's property. And Mashanes, Nami Lamashalam, and in that case, the owner of the animal doesn't have to pay anything, because there's a rule that if you chase away a lion from someone's property, you don't get compensated for that. So here also I would think that it's like a lion. The animal's falling down and gravity's the lion. The gravity's going to hurt that animal. And your produce here protects the lion, it protects the animal from that lion of the gravity. So I would think that you're a Mavriya Chari here. So Kamash Malon, that's why Rav had to tell us that, no, our Mishnah is talking even in a case where the benefit that the owner of the animal got was that his animal is protected from an impact. That's also called Hanoah that he's chayiv to pay. Kamash Malon, that's what Rav has to tell us, that he's chayiv to pay even in that case.
Is there a difference between the case between the animals?
Well, that's what we're going to add. So the Gemara continues, Eima Hakinami, why is it not so? Why don't we say that this is a case of Mavriya Chari? Right? If halacha is that if you save someone's property from a lion, you don't have to pay him. So same thing over here. If this person saves my animal from impact, I shouldn't have to pay him. It's like he's chased away that lion, which we're calling gravity. So the Gemara says that this is the rule of Mavriya Chari, and that's what we need for our sugya here. Mavriya Chari, when you chase away a lion in Issi Chaveiro from someone's property, then midaitahu, you know what you're doing. You chose to help that person by chasing away the lion, and you know that you're not going to get compensated. You did it on your own, and that's why you don't get compensated. But Haila midaitahu over here, the animal just fell onto his property without him knowing. His grain protected it. He didn't choose to chase away the lion. His property helped this person without his knowledge, and it got damaged from it. So in that case, he has to pay that benefit. Inami, I'm sorry, I'm missing a second. Even if it wasn't with damage. Inami or, when I chase away the lion, so then I just chased it away. I was there, took a stick and threw it at it, and it ran away. It didn't cost me anything. Hi, is like saying, on this case, I suffered a loss. So the Gemara seems to be saying two answers. Number one is, when am I the person who received the benefit not hyped to pay you? That's when you knew what you were doing. But over here, you didn't know what you were doing, so I have to pay you. Or, when do I have to pay you is when you don't suffer a loss. But over here, where you did suffer a loss, I have to pay you. That would seem to be what the Gemara is saying. Tosfos though says, it can't be that we're giving you two ways to say when it's not Mavriya Chari. What we're going to do is to say to be Mavriya Chari, you have to have both conditions. Because Tosfos says, the Gemara uses this phrase in another case. It says, if you pay someone's loan, if Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon, and Levi goes and gives Shimon that $1,000, the Gemara says, I forgot the names here. The Levi can't claim compensation from Reuven because he's a Mavriya Chari. He just chased away the line, which in this case is Shimon, the debtor, the creditor, I mean. And therefore, Levi can't get the money from Reuven. So, Tractosus. But over here, Levi spent money. Levi spent $1,000 to pay off the loan, and the Gemara just said that it's not Mavriya Chari when I spend money. So why is it that by paying off the loan, that's not called Mavriya Chari? So Tosfos answers, you need both conditions to be called Mavriya Chari. Meaning, to be Mavriya Chari, to be not Mavriya Chari, to get compensation, you need both things. Whereas if I pay money, so that's still called Mavriya Chari, even though I took a loss. Except that I know what happened there. By the loan, we have both things. I know I'm paying the loan, and I'm suffering a loss. So that's called, I'm paying the loan, midas, but I'm suffering a loss. I only have one condition over there, and that's the loss. The other way would be, if I don't know what happened, and I didn't suffer a loss, that also wouldn't be my Mavriya Chari. Tosfos says, when Kevendi Gatarti, if it's Shalom Midaito, you have both things. I didn't know that I was helping you here. Vistalei Peseda, and then I suffered a loss, and if I have both those conditions, then it's Lechosha Mavriya Chari. The only time I can claim compensation is if the two conditions are fulfilled. I can claim compensation if I didn't know what was happening. I didn't do it with my knowledge. And number two, I suffered a loss. If I knew what I was doing, so I agreed to do it. I can't claim compensation. If I didn't suffer a loss, what am I getting compensated for? My lost time, but I didn't suffer any real loss, so I can't get compensation for that. To in order to claim compensation, in order to be a non-magriach ari, in order that I should not be considered only a lion chaser, that I should say I want compensation, I need to do both things. It has to be without my knowledge, and it has to be I suffered a loss. And that's the case of the Mishnah. Or in the Mishnah, the lion fell down onto the grain. The owner of the produce did not know what was happening, and he suffered a loss. In that case, that's where the Gemara says, the way Rav understands, that's where Rav explains the Mishnah, saying that the owner can get compensation because he had both conditions. Number one is he suffered a loss, and number two, it happened in the middle of the night. He didn't know anything about it. When you chase away a lion, you know what you're doing. Even though you don't suffer a loss, you can't claim compensation because you know what you're doing. When you pay back someone's loan, even though you're suffering a loss there, but you know what you're doing, so there also you can't claim compensation because you did it willingly. Right? By chasing away the lion, I'm saying also, the fact that you, when you chase away the lion, the fact that you know what you're doing, so that's enough to stop you from getting compensation. Right there also, you didn't suffer a loss, so there you had both things hurting you. You had both things preventing you from taking the claim. When you chase away the lion, there you have two things going against you if you want to get the money. Number one is you knew what you were doing, and number two, you didn't suffer a loss. Even if you had suffered a loss, you wouldn't be able to because you know what you're doing. Our Mishnah, where you can claim compensation, you have two things going for you. The first thing is that you didn't know about it, you didn't agree to help this person out, and number two, you suffered a loss. So in that case, you can claim compensation. So based on that, the Mishpatech Liyakim wants to say in our case of the when you called in the snake charmer or you called in the fire department, so what do you want to say? You want to say you should get compensated, but at this point we'll say that you're a Mavriach Ari here. Because why are you a Mavriach Ari? Because you know what you were doing. You willingly called the snake charmer, you willingly called the ambulance, you willingly called the fire department, with your knowledge, so in that case, you're not a Mavriach Ari. Even though you had a hefsid, even though you had a loss from it, in order to get compensation, Tosfos says you have to have both conditions. To get compensation, you have to not only suffer a loss, but it has to be without your knowledge. As soon as it's with your knowledge, you willingly agree to help this person, so then you're helping someone. You can't claim compensation in that case. So based on that, at this point, you would say these people, called the fire department, the ambulance, and this snake charmer, they cannot get compensation because they did it willingly. They did it with knowledge, like the way Tosis understands the Gemara. Now, Tosis asked the Kasha, and the Rishonim, all the Rishonim, asked this Kasha, right? We started off saying tonight that there's this mission of Mitzvah that says that when you find something in the street and you return it to that person, you did the Mitzvah Shavas Aveda, you're allowed to claim compensation. So Tosfos and the Rishonim ask, why isn't that like Mavriach Ari? Because we learned that any time you do something, a favor or something with your knowledge, even though it involves some loss of money, you can no longer claim compensation. You only can get compensation in this unusual case of the Mishnah, where it happened in the middle of the night, you didn't know about it, and you suffered a loss. But as soon as you know what you're doing, like the case of paying off a loan, or the case of Meshiv Aveda, I'm sorry, not the case, but the case of returning an Aveda, when you're returning an Aveda, and you know what you're doing, we should say that, look, I know what you're doing, I know I'm returning this Aveda, I shouldn't get compensation, just like the case of returning a loan, where I, even though I suffer a loss when I return the loan, since I agreed to do this favor, I have no time to get my money back. So why is it that when I meshiv aveda, I do get paid, at least like a home bottle or whatever expenses I incurred, I can ask for reimbursement for them. Why isn't that like a mavriach ari? So we just learned that there's this concept called mavriach ari, that whenever you do something for a person with your knowledge, you can claim compensation or reimbursement. So why by meshiv aveda are you allowed to? That's the kasha Tosfos asks. So Tosfos answers, Tosfos gives an answer, we'll see the two truths, and the Ramban gives a second answer. Tosfos, the Ri gives an answer, Tosfos brings the Ri over here in Bava Kama, that what's the case of Mavriachui? What was the lion going to do? The lion, there's a lion roaming the neighborhood. And this neighbor is afraid of the lion, and you go and help him and get rid of the lion for him. There wasn't any clear hezek that was going to come to him. He was nervous about a lion. People are nervous about lions. Lions don't always attack. They don't attack his field. They might not eat anything. They might not do anything. He was just nervous. That's when there's a halacha that he doesn't have to compensate you, because you just chase away a lion and you save them from being afraid, from being worried what might happen. Right? Suppose last week when the hurricane was coming, someone went and bought a generator. Right? That's if he gave you the thing. But he went and started caulking all the windows and different things. He brought in all your bicycles and did everything. He could put them into his truck. And now he wants to charge you because, look, I saved you from this damage. I want you to compensate me. And you could say to him, look, I left him out there because you didn't save me from any clear damage. I didn't ask you to do that, so I don't have to pay you for that. And so that's where it's a mavriach ari yaveh heter, where you don't have to pay, someone who's saving you from a lion, because there wasn't any definite damage that was going to occur to you. He's protecting you from being afraid. But Tosa says, if the lion was already there, it was clear that there was going to be a hefzer. It was going to, a lion was coming in the yard and it was already starting to trample on his produce, and then you chase the lion out. Or if the lion already had something in his mouth and you scared the lion away and it dropped the thing that it had, it was someone's laptop, the lion was running away with it and you scared it and it dropped, then certainly you take your wages. Like, that's a denomination of Aveda, where he lost the object and it's out there in the street, it's out of his possession right now. When you go and give it back to him, you have the right to demand payment for any expenses that you incurred. You can't ask him to pay full price of, you know, what it will cost, because he had a mitzvah to do it. But if it costs you anything, you had to put an ad in the paper, you had to hire someone to help you get it back into that person's possession, then that's where we say you have the right to demand payment. Halacha, Mavriach Ari, this funny halacha that when you help someone, you can't demand payment, that's when you help them from something that's not going to be a clear loss of money to him. Just you're saving him from being scared. What's the case in the animal falling into the yard and you protected, your grain protected it from damage? The Tosafot says, there also, it wasn't that the animal was going to break a leg and become worth less money. It was going to have pain, it was going to be upset. So you would normally want your animal not to be upset, and he did you a favor, but he didn't save you any money. He didn't save you from any clear hazard. The animal might have broken his leg, but maybe not. It was just going to be scared, possibly. So in that case, since he didn't protect you from a clear hazard, he didn't protect you from a clear damage, that's where you have this halacha mavriach ari. But when you're returning someone's aveda to him, where it was out of his possession, now you returned it to him, so then you have the right to demand payment. Based on this, Bishchei Choshen says, he brings the Ramah and Yerodeya, of course, the Mordechai, that if someone gets kidnapped and you save him you pay a ransom to get him out of being kidnapped, so he'll say, look, I don't have to pay you, you're Mavriach Ari, you chase the lion. The kidnappers were the lions, and you chase away the lions, and you let me free, I don't have to pay you. So based on Tosis, that's not true, because this heter that I don't have to pay you is only where it wasn't a clear hazard. The lion might or he might not, but once the thing's in the lion's mouth, so then you have to compensate him. So there also, the Allah the Ramah says, based on Tosus, you have to compensate the rescuer who spent money to save you from that kidnapper. That was like Hashavas Aveda, that's not a Mavriach Ari. So that's one answer. That's the answer of Tosus. Okay, the Ramban gives a different answer, and the Mugiyosa brings it in our Sugya Bav Metzia, where we spoke about Hashavas Aveda. He says the difference between Hashavas Aveda and chasing away a lion is that when you chase away a lion, or you pay someone's debt for him, you didn't give him anything. You didn't have, what you did was, you saved his property from getting trampled from the lion, and you saved the money that he has in his house from having to go out to the Baal Tov. But in case HaShem is later, when you had his money in your possession, you had his money now, you found it on the street and you have it, and you take his money, you give it back to him, then you have the right to demand payment. But the difference between the two Terutzim is the case we're talking about over here by the firefighters. Like, what happens if there's a fire going on in someone's house?
Chas v'shalom.
And you call the fire department, or someone is really sick and you call the ambulance, or there's a snake that's over here that's going to bite someone, then you call in the pest control.
So according to Tosfos, since there's a clear hezek going on over here, the fire is burning, the person is sick,
so you have the right to demand compensation. That's already Hashavas Aveda. It's not a case of Mavriya Chari. According to the Ramban, in all these cases, you didn't have his money in your possession, and now you're giving it back to him, for which he should compensate you. Right? You're protecting him from having to pay the You're stopping the fire from damaging him. You're paying money to stop the fire from damaging him. But it's not that you have his property that you gave back to him. He's sick over there in the office. So it's not that you're giving him something. You're calling someone to help him. That's like paying off a loan. So based on these answers, it would depend on the halacha. And this is what I forgot to say. According to Tosfos, he says that why is paying a loan Mavriya Chari? They're also, look, the guys want to collect money from me, it's a certain hezek. So Tosfos says, of course, maybe I'll ask him to be mulfa me, and then my relatives will pay for me. But in your case, where the guy's coming ready to attack, and he wants the money right now, so then it could be that Tosfos says that would not be Mavriya Chari anymore. According to the Ramban, it still would be. That would be the difference between the two answers. So far we've seen like this. We've discovered that there is a halacha called Mavriya Chari, which disallows me from getting compensation, and the only way I could get compensated is if I have two things going for me, and that is that I did not know what I was doing, and I also suffered a loss. Right? So that would really stop me from collecting over here in these cases that we're talking about, because I knew what I was doing. However, because of this stira between the din ha'shavas aveda, where I can demand compensation, and halacha mavriya chari, where I can't, so depending on how you answer that stira will decide what the halacha is in this case. According to Tosfos, and this does seem to be the consensus, the Ramah passes that way, the way the Mordechai brings it, the way the Ramah brings it, so it seems, according to Tosfos, which seems to be most Rishonim hold, that whenever there's a clear hezek that's about to occur, and I prevent that hezek, then that's called Hashavas Aveda. Just like by the Aveda, where it's out of his possession, it's in the street already. That was a clear damage, and I return it to him, I get paid. So here also, where there's a fire going, and there's a person is sick, the snake is already in the courtyard over there. So that's a clear hezek. It's like the lion is already trampling the grass, and the throat is, and I chase it out. So in that case, I can demand payment. According to the Ramban, the way the Mekuyosef understands it, unless I actually had that money in my possession, I returned it to him, I can't claim compensation, so in this case it wouldn't also. But once again, it seems like at least these posts can go with Tosfos and most Rishonim who hold that as long as it's a clear hezek, so then I have the right to demand compensation. So before we go to the last part, I just want to add that you can't go too far. If you recall, the very beginning, I think our second shiur, we spoke about, there was a concept called Zuto Shel Yam. That if someone's property got washed away by a flood, so in that case we consider it Hefker because he has no hope of recovering it, and it's like Hefker. So these cases over here where the lion is taking things away, or there's a fire, right? In fact, it's a case. It's the Ramah says, and it's the Shabbos Aveda. If there's a fire in the city and everyone runs out and tries to escape from the city, and the city's going to burn down, and someone comes in and is able to save a couple of things, it's Hefker, and he can keep it. you forget whether you get something, he's allowed to keep the objects. Because over there, the case of Zuta Shayam, that's where something is so lost that it's impossible for for anyone to save it. The flood swept it away, the fire is raging through the town, and everyone is ran away. So in that case, everything becomes hefty. You don't have to talk about compensation. That's Zuta Shayam. We're talking where it's not so bad. There's a fire in the house, and anyone could call the fire department, people could take a fire extinguisher, like this case happened, and you could save it. So his property did not become hefty in that case. But what we're saying is that the only time you could get compensation for saving his property is if it was a clear hazard. But if if there's a fire 3 blocks away, and there's not much chance that it will spread all the way here, and you go and you take off a day of work to empty out his house and put it in your truck and drive it away, so then you can't claim compensation for that because there wasn't such a clear hazard that it was going to happen. If you took it out of the house that's on fire, that on that block, the neighbor was away and you went there and you saved it, and we don't have any reason to think he was mafkir it, and it wasn't a Zuta Shayam yet, because anyone could go in and take out that property before the fire got there. So in that case, it's Hashava Zaveda, and you can claim compensation. Right? And that might be a way of knowing these three steps. In other words, if it's not clearly going to get there at all, so then you're just in a Briya Chavi. You don't get any compensation at all. If the fire is certainly going to get there, but it's easy to save. You could save it, someone else could save it, and you chose to do the mitzvah of saving his property by taking it out there before the fire gets there, or calling the fire department, spending the money to call the fire department, and taking time off from work to put out the fire. So then you can claim compensation as a Meshiva Veda. If it's so rampant, the fire is so raging, that it's impossible to the Derech HaTeva to save it. Everyone ran away because of the conditions. There was a flood. Everything's flooded out. They evacuated the whole town, and the water is above the cars, and someone goes in and swims and steals and takes a couple of things. So there we could say that since everyone ran away, maybe Derech HaTeva would all get washed into the sea, and you save something from getting washed into the sea, so then you could keep it at Tefri. But those are the three stages. We have one last issue over here, and that is, if you think about what we've been doing, we've had two types of cases. The case of the snake charmer, there you actually save the person from a hazard. The snake was going to bite someone, bite one of the neighbors, and you called the pest people, and now the snake is gone. Like the case where the lion is actually attacking someone, and it's already in the yard, and you get that lion out of the yard, and you can claim compensation because it was a clear hazard. But how do I know that when I have good intentions, let's say all the things, all the requirements for my getting compensated are in place, right? It's not my B.F.A.B. because it's a clear hazard coming. The fire's there. But by the time the fire department comes, the fire is out already. I tried to help you. I spent money to try to help you, but you ended up not needing my services. What's halacha in that case? I spent money to help you, but you didn't need my services. The ambulance. I tried to help him, but he didn't need it because all he needed was to go home and rest, and he'd be okay. He didn't need to go to the hospital. Can I claim compensation when I try to help someone in and he doesn't actually need it? So this is a big sugya, but just to get to maskana, the Sma says in Hilchos Shabbos Aveda Reish Samachal, he says, the Gemara there talks about if someone spends money to try to save someone's property from damage, he can get compensation for it. He goes and loses his donkey to save someone else's donkey, so he's allowed to get compensation for that. And the Sma adds, "Gambedinim ha'elu diyard lahatzib lo hitzil." If he went to save someone's property and he didn't save it, or he wasn't needed because the thing that was drowning ended up jumping up on the shore before he was able to get to it, so his services were not needed. If the owners weren't there for him to make a condition with him to say, look, I'll help you, I want you to pay me though, so if the owner's not there, so it's like you made a stipulation, it's considered like you stipulated with him, look, I'm going to help you and I want you to compensate me. You have to pay the whatever wages you would pay someone else. The Kesef Kedoshim adds that this is talking where it was a clear
case of Ashavas Aveda, where you really needed to help this person. It was a clear case where help was needed. Right? You can't say, well, you know, I just spent $1,000 to save your car from getting robbed, but there wasn't any robbers inside. You hear there was a robber coming into your town, the car thieves, and you spent a lot of money to save. But you know, I can say, well, I don't have to pay you for that. There was no clear need over here. It has to be where the thing is drowning, and you really spent the money to help them, and somehow it was able to get out before you got there. So based on this, the Mishpatech Eliyakim says, in the case where there's a fire, house is on fire. So that's a clear case of something needs to be done over here. It's not so simple that someone could go with a fire extinguisher and get it out when the smoke's coming out, and he smelled the smoke coming. The simple circumstances are that you need to take action. So if you take the action, it's a clear hazard going on here, even if it ends up that it was not needed at the end because some of these people got there ahead of time, or in the case of the ambulance, someone looks like he's having a heart attack and you call the ambulance, it seems like it's something that clearly needs medical attention, but it ends up that you're a lawyer, you don't know medicine, and it ends up that he wasn't needed. But since your intention was something was to help him, it was something that clearly needed the help, so in that case, even though it didn't, your solution wasn't the thing that was needed over here, so then you still have the right to claim compensation. So what we've seen tonight is there's this halacha kamavirchari. If you chase away a lion from someone's field, you have no right to claim compensation unless you didn't know that you were helping him and you suffered a loss. However, we said this halacha, on the other hand, we said this halacha kamavirchari only applies where there wasn't a clear threat to the person's property. It was only a worry you were saving him from. It wasn't a clear threat of damage to his property. If there's a clear threat of damage, the way Tosis understands it, that's the way most folks can say. So then you have the right to claim compensation. And not only have the right to claim compensation where you actually helped him, we just saw at the end that even if you didn't actually help him, it's since it was something that really required some action, even though your action was not necessary at the end, but you went with the intention, with the good intention of saving him, the fact that you were not needed does not make a difference, and you can therefore claim compensation in that case also.